Second part. From the golf course to Marciano di Romagna. From the hill of the bee eaters, continue uphill with the golf turf on the side. We are about 6,000 meters from the outfall. On the river, you can see the first of 5 reinforced concrete bridges built to slow down the impetuous course of water. In correspondence to the barriers, the water level rises and its course is slowed down. The marsh vegetation appears more luxuriant and hosts many species of birds typical to wetlands and reeds. Species of elusive behavior may be easier to detect by the songs rather than by observation. The fluvial stretch affected by the bridges ends at Pianventena of San Giovanni in Marignano, at the height of the Conca's crossing. This is the ford that connects the hamlet to Sella di Massano and San Clemente. After a few meters, turn right onto the long river path, leaving behind the remains of the former Asmara mill, a gravel processing site. In the green of a park, in addition to a pond, you can see the Balzi mill, one of the best preserved of the entire Valconca. The area we are going through has interesting naturalistic aspects, with small marsh areas, thickets, dry meadows, and bushes that reach the riverbed. A mosaic of environments that host a good number of species, including birds, amphibians, and reptiles. On the path and in the driest part sometimes, you can observe the large and colorful green lizard, while in the ponds in spring, you can listen and see the agile frog, the green toad, and the tree frog. By continuing, raised on the edge of the terracing of a few meters compared to the altitude of the trail, you can see the remains of the millennial abbey of San Gregorio in Conca, founded in 1060. The monastery was of limited size, simple, and rational, built according to functional criteria common to the Benedictine abbeys of the second half of the 11th century. After the monastery, we are in sight of Morciano. The cycle path faces several times on the shore. Along the riverbed, the gray clays called gengue emerge interlaced with clay soils with a layered appearance. These are sediments that date back to the Upper Pliocene, about 2 million years ago, originating in a marsh environment with depths exceeding 100 meters. The formation is rich in fossils of fish, cephalopods, and plants similar to those found in the Marecchia riverbed. We are almost at an end, about 10,000 meters from the start. Just before the Ponte di Morciano, point of arrival of our route, a gate allows access to the public fluvial park of Morciano, where it is possible to stop and find refreshment points and eventually continue toward the town. You can return by retracing the way forward or taking the path on the opposite bank.